from iPhones to Android, iPod to mobile. The App Minute Podcast covers it all. And now, the host of the App Minute Podcast, Sam Levin.
Hey folks, this is Sam Levin with a new edition of App Minute. Today I want to talk to you about a company called Sonoma Wireworks, and I'm on the phone with actually Doug Wright. Doug, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Doug is the founder. Are you founder and CEO of Sonoma Wireworks?
I just like president.
President. Right. He's the. I call him the chief code master. He writes. Don't you write all the code for the apps?
Not all of it, but I do work on all the different products. Yes.
Excellent. And Sonoma Wireworks is well known for their app called Fortrack. But why don't you tell us a little bit about Sonoma Wireworks and the apps that you guys create?
Sure. I started the company in 2003 with a couple of friends, and we made an app called RiffWorks. It's a desktop app. Started on Windows, but was planned to be cross-platform from day one. We released on macOS a year and a half later. It's a looped recording application for guitar players, so they can get their ideas down quickly. It has a totally different workflow than an average DAW, and still continues to sell really well. People love it. We have a super enthusiastic user base, and you can hear all of the music that they make on a site called riffworld.com, where they post directly from the app to a shared community where you can read about what people are doing and listen to all the music they create. It's really fun.
Awesome.
Go ahead. When the iPhone came out, we decided to make Fortrack in August 2008, shipped it in November, and it was a runaway success. People really like it. A huge part of that is the amazing design. Our designer is the best. And then we followed it up with Studio Track for the iPad, and now, as you mentioned, the newest thing, Guitar Jack for the iPhone. It's a hardware interface for plugging your guitar or a line input or a microphone into the iPhone.
So I don't know if you folks know this, but you got to go on to Sonoma Wireworks website and see some of the musicians that are using Guitar Jack and when they're doing their recordings. It's really impressive. So a lot of people are using it in their professional studios, correct?
Well, the fun part is they aren't in their professional studios. Trey Anastasio said that a couple of the tracks from his newest release were recorded at the sushi restaurant with the producer.
So basically, why don't you explain to the listeners what Guitar Jack is? It plugs into your 30-pin connector on your iPhone.
That's right.
It's a 3G, 3GS right now, not iPhone 4, correct?
No, iPod Touch, second and third generation, and iPhone 3G and 3GS all work. Apple has changed some of the pins on the dock connector on the iPad and the iPhone 4, and we started working on the Guitar Jack Model 2 as soon as we got the specs.
Gotcha.
So stay tuned for that if you're on one of the new devices. But there are still millions and millions of the older devices, and it's super fun and fantastic to be able to plug in a guitar. You have high Z and low Z modes on the quarter inch. You can adjust it for the appropriate level. You have 60 dB of continuous analog gain controlled from the software, but it's all analog gain in the Guitar Jack. And then the stereo line in, you can choose mono, stereo, dual mode where you can adjust the left and right signals independently, or stereo mode where you just have one gain control. And you have a pad and a boost on that, so you have a huge gain range. You can plug a microphone, a battery-powered condenser in, a ribbon mic, whatever you need to get into your iPhone, you can get in there.
Now, what about an XLR? Do you need an XLR to a quarter inch adapter for it to work, or will that work?
Yeah, you can plug an SM57 with an XLR to quarter inch cable right into the quarter inch input, set it to low Z, and you're good to go.
And what application will this? Obviously, this will work with Fortrack, correct?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It works with Fortrack. That's where the control panel is. There's also a free app that we're just putting the finishes finishing touches on, called the Taylor EQ. It includes a bunch of EQ presets that Taylor tuned for their different guitar body styles. That EQ is also available inside 4Track, but as the standalone app, it allows you to plug your guitar in, tweak the tone just right, and then play along to your iPod.
Wow.
And that's free.
And then there's other audio apps that it will work with. I think it's on your website, the Guitar Jack info page, correct?
Yeah, actually, as soon as you plug in the Guitar Jack, it becomes the audio in and out for all the audio apps on your phone, including the iPod player and any guitar tuner, amp models. The vast majority of them work perfectly right out of the box. There's a couple that we've, you know, suggested changes to the developer in order to make it work even better. You know, you shouldn't have any problems using it with your favorite app.
I can't wait to try it, Doug. I know that an eval was sent, and I'm interested because most of my podcasts that listeners listen to from App Minute are completely done using an iPhone.
So cool.
What I want to do is use Guitar Jack with a mic and see how I can do a little bit of mixing as well.
Yeah. Great. You know, there are several battery powered condensers out there. AKG has a mono, the C1000 S, I think it has on the model number. I use a stereo XY pattern mic from Rode that sounds amazing and gives me stereo, and it plugs right in, comes with a cable.
Wow. Well, I'm gonna take your advice and try it. Actually, once we get off the phone, you got to email me all the gear that you use, and I'll try to mimic that. So what is the price of Guitar Jack?
Right now, it's $199 list, okay. And you can get it direct from us or find it from Sweetwater or other retailers.
And there is an upgrade path when the iPhone 4 comes out. Is there going to be a price, or is that a free upgrade?
No, I'm sorry. We can't give away the hardware for free.
Not hardware, but, software. I mean, the software.
Four-track version 4 is out, and there's no way for us to give it to you with the hardware. Unfortunately, it's a $10 app, and it's still $10.
No, that's fine. I've used, yeah, 4Track. It's a great application.
But there is, we did create an upgrade path to go from Model 1, Guitar Jack Model 1 to Guitar Jack Model 2.
Right.
When that one comes out, there's a $50 rebate if you bought Model 1 for Model 2, and if you just want to send your Model 1 in, we'll give you $100.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it'll cost you $100 then? I mean, will Model 2 cost $200, or what's, you still don't know the pricing of Model 2?
We haven't set the price on Model 2 yet.
Okay. All right. So there you have it. We've got a very, very cool company that Sonoma Wireworks that's been making really beautifully well-designed audio applications for the iPhone. I've been using 4Track for a while. I can't wait to try the Riff app. I haven't tried that yet.
RiffWorks, yeah. It's been our main product, actually, for, what are we on, 7 years now. And it's still super fun. We have a major update coming right now that's to, you know, update all the support for all the different, there are so many new versions of Windows and Mac OS to support, you know, new hardware, new amp models. There are always new versions of everything to bring up to date, and we're working hard on that, as well as the collaboration component of RiffWorks that lets people jam together. We're doing a major overhaul of that right now, and RiffWorks 2.6 should be out real soon now.
Fantastic. Now, if people want to find out more about Sonoma Wireworks, what website should they go to?
Just SonomaWireworks.com.
Okay. And also on the App Store, you can check out 4Track and download it from Apple's iTunes App Store, correct?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Listen, Doug, I appreciate you being on with us. Can we have you back in, you know, the next month or so?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Well, listen, have a great day. And that's it from App Minute.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. Bye-bye.
The App Minute podcast is a co-production of Sam Levin and MyMac.com. Be sure to visit our website at www.appminute.com.